我们下午就用所罗门王的虚空来作为我们的探讨跟勉励。
So today I'd like to use this topic, King Solomon's void life as a mutual encouragement.
所罗门王他就是早上我们所分享大卫所抢夺来的这个妻子拔示巴所生的儿子。
Now, King Solomon is the son and the child of both King David and this wife we mentioned about this morning, Bathsheba.
他这个哥哥就是这个大卫跟拔示巴的罪恶的结晶已经这个被神所取回去了。
And his older brother, which was the first child of David and Bathsheba, died under the punishment of God.
也是大卫犯罪所付出的代价之一。
And that is one of the costs that he had to pay for his sin against God.
这个大卫跟拔示巴再次的生了第二个儿子，就是所罗门。
And so both David and Bathsheba conceived again, and they have their second child, and he is King Solomon.
或许在人的想法或者在人的看法，这个并非是明媒正娶的，拔示巴所生的，应该不但没有办法得到人的尊重，想必神应该也不会喜悦才对。
And so perhaps from our perspective or some from other people's perspective, because Bathsheba and David, their marriage, is still not so correct, we would think that their offspring, no matter when, what, will still not be appropriate or blessed by God.
但是事实上并非如此。
But the reality shows us different.
我们来看撒母耳记下的十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章二十五节。
2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25.
我们从二十四节来看。
Start from verse 24.
二十四节，大卫安慰他的妻拔示巴，与他同寝，他就生了儿子，给他起名叫所罗门。神也喜爱他。二十五节，就借先知拿单赐他一个名字叫耶底底亚，因为神爱他。在这里我们看到这个所罗门王不但这个大卫他喜爱他，神也喜爱他。
Here we see the Bible says that Solomon was not only loved by David, but he was also loved by God.
这个跟人的想法不同。
And so this differs.From some people's perspective.
人对一个人的这个犯错的这个人的接纳程度是很狭隘的。
We are quite stingy or narrow-hearted-minded in terms of when one commits sin.
所以当一个人有了污名之后甚至他永世不得超生哦。
So when someone makes some mistakes, oftentimes we see that we are unable to ever forgive them.Or forget about that mistake.
无论他付出再多的代价，无论他彻底的悔改，人很难再度接受。
No matter how he repented or what he have done to recompense that mistake, oftentimes we see that others are still unacceptable of him.
因为人看人都是看外表。
Because we look at others from the outward appearance.
我怎么知道你内心是不是真的悔改的？
How do I know that in your heart you truly have repented?
还是你只是假装的？
Or maybe you're just all full of hypocrisy.
但是神他是看人内心的。
But God looks at the inner depths of our being.
虽然他有公义的审判。
So that's why he has a righteous judgment.
但是他也有慈悲怜悯的赦免。
But then he also have the merciful compassion and forgiveness.
所以神不但接纳了大卫，也接纳他所生的所罗门。
And so here it proves that God not only accept David once again, but he also accept David's son Solomon.
而且赐给他一个名字叫做耶底底亚。
And causes him Jedidiah.
这个耶底底亚，耶底底是神爱的。
Jedidiah meaning that he who is loved by God.
那 这个原名叫做所罗门。
And his original name is Solomon.
哦，那所罗门名字的意思啊，是和平的意思。
And now the name Solomon itself, the meaning is meaning of peace.
哦，平安的意思啊。
Is word of peace.
英文都是 peace 呢，哈，那中文有和平跟平安不同的意思啊。它的字根就是从 Shalom 来的，从平安来的。
And the origin of that, his name Solomon is from Shalom.
好，所以所罗门这个名字的意思跟他要承担的责任有关系。
And so the name, the meaning of King Solomon's name is also has a purpose in his reign.
什么责任呢？就是为神建造殿宇的责任。
What is the purpose of that? His responsibility is that, in the time of peace, he's able to build the house of God.
但这个大卫他有心想为神建造圣殿。
King David, his father, also had the intention to build the temple of God.
神要拿单先知告诉他，神不要他建造。
But God sent prophet Nathan to David and said that you shall not build me a house.
照着大卫他自己的解读啊，他认为说。或许神觉得他是一个战士，满手血腥。
Perhaps because David himself is a warrior and has shed too much blood.
那圣殿是这个神跟人要相会要和平的地方。
Now the holy temple is a place and a peace in which man and God can be reconciled.
甚至要成为人蒙福得着平安的地方。
It is a place in which mankind shall receive the blessing and peace of God.
所以人跟神和好，人从神那边得到平安的殿，怎么可以由一个满手血腥的人来建造？
And so a place in which is considered holy and to be reconciled with God and to have this peace and blessing from God, how is it to be created by the hands with blood?
这是大卫，他对于神不要他建造圣殿，他的一个解读啊。
And so this is one of the reason why God prohibits David from building his holy temple.
但是神有应允大卫啊，说要由他的儿子来建造。
But God comforted David by saying that his son, the one that shall succeed him, shall build the house of God.
由一个和平的人来建造。
One who is of peace.
那这个和平的人就是所罗门。
And this man of peace is Solomon.
因为他的名字就是平安和平的意思。
Because his name also means peace.
所以所罗门他的名字，跟他要担负的责任有关系。
And so the meaning of his name and also the responsibility given to him are all together in one.
那果然，圣殿就由所罗门，在他，大卫王朝以色列国度最强盛的时候来建造了。
And so the holy temple of God in Jerusalem was built during this time of peace in which Israel is of its greatest strength.
所以我们从所罗门王，他这个神给他的名字，以及他父亲给他的名字的期待，可以看出他担负的两个责任。
And so from his name alone, from God and also from his father David, we see that he has two responsibilities.
他是神所爱的。
That one, he is loved by God.
他要带来和平的。
And the second is that he is to bring peace.
那所罗门王有没有做到呢？
And did he accomplish this?
有没有辜负神跟他的父亲的期待呢？
Has he neglected or lost hope in the responsibility that was given to him by God and his father?
所罗门王他做王40年。
And so King Solomon reigned for 40 years.
在他当王的时候，这个国势达到了最高峰。
And so during his reign, the kingdom of Israel was at its strongest.
这个可以说百姓是丰衣足食。
And you can say the people were also quite abundant and wealthy.
国势强盛。
And so everything was mighty and strong.
但是到了最后。
But in the end,
我们刚刚稍微有谈到所罗门王的晚年。
We mentioned briefly before about his end of life.
他离弃的神。
That he departed away from God.
他跟随他那些所娶的重兵妃们去拜偶像去了。
He followed after his many wives to worship in the foreign temples.
神取他的名字叫做神所爱的人。
God has named him as one who is loved by God.
照理来讲，他应该要成为一个爱神的人才对哦。
Therefore, he should be a man that who also in return loved God very much.
名字叫神所爱的人，结果不爱神。
A man's name who is to be loved by God, but he does not love God seems so strange.
去拜偶像去了。
He went and to worship idols.
名不符其实啊。
And so his name did not carry its meaning.
今天我们称自己是基督徒，人家也叫我们是基督徒。
So today we call ourselves Christians, and other people see us as Christians.
这个基督徒这个名字的由来，从圣经我们晓得是从安提亚开始被称呼的。
And so the beginning of this name Christian was in the Bible, during the time of the apostle preaching the word of God to Antioch.
那安提亚在当时使徒教会的时候，它是一个传福音的前哨站。
And so Antioch at the time of the apostles was the front lines for evangelism.
是宣道的中心。
It is a center of evangelism.
好，所以在那里的基督徒。
And so the Christians that dwell at that place.
想的是基督。
So they think of Christ.
传的是基督。
They preach Christ.
追求的是基督。
They pursue Christ.
效法的也是基督。
They obey Christ.
每天都是基督，基督，基督啊。
So every day is Christ, Christ, Christ.
所以这个没有信主的这些这些外邦人看到这些人呢，一天到晚基督，基督，基督，干脆就叫他们基督徒好了。
And so the unbelievers or those who do not believe look at them, all they say and talk about is Christ, so they call themselves, they call them, give them a name Christians.
所以本来是一个可以说一个绰号啦。
So perhaps at that time it was a name given by
nickname
made a name.
所以现后来就变成一种荣耀。
A mock name.But then it became a name, a glorious name.
所以今天我们说我们是基督徒。
So today when we say we are Christians.
那我们想的是不是基督？
And so what are we thinking about? Are we thinking that of Christ?
追求的是不是基督？
Are we pursuing after Christ?
传扬的是不是基督？
Are we preaching that of Christ?
效法的是不是基督？
Are we exemplifying after Christ?
如果我们不是的话，
And if we are not,
那我们是不是跟所罗门一样？
Then are we also similar to King Solomon?
名字叫做神所爱的。
That by name we are called him who is loved by God.
但是却不爱神。
But yet we do not love God.
再来所罗门这个名字。
And so this is his name.
所罗门的名字除了这个建造圣殿带给神人的和平啊。
And so not only to build the temple of God and to bring people and to reconcile with God.
当一个国家的君王，他也必须要带给百姓能够能够和平平安的过日子的生活。
As a king of a nation, he is to bring peace, a life of peace to also his people.
但是我们看到他的儿子这个罗伯安王继位的时候，
But we see from his son, Rehoboam, when he succeeded after him,
国家分裂了。
That the kingdom was divided in half.
分裂的原因是什么？
And so what was the purpose of that division?
就是所罗门王做王的时候，他不但没有带给百姓这个平安，这个和平的日子，反而让他们担当太多的重担，太多的赋税。
That division of the reason for that division was also because during the time of King Solomon, he had labored the people, had put too much burden upon the people.
是没有错，他为神建造的圣殿。
True, it is a fact that in his reign, he had built the holy temple of God.
他也建造了这个城市。
He also built the city of Jerusalem.
来帮助国家来防御这个外敌的入侵等等。
And also strengthen their borders and to defeat their neighbors and their enemies.
除了在这个国防上，在这个宗教信仰上，所罗门有所建设之外。
And so not only did he contribute to the security and to the religion of the nation.
接下来他大兴土木为的是自己。
But then at the end, he somewhat was considered selfish.
建造宫殿。
And he started building his own grandiose palace.
甚至到了后来，为自己的嫔妃所拜的偶像假神建设庙宇。
Even at the end of his life, that because of his many wives and the gods that they worshipped, that he even spent the time and the energy and the effort of the people to build temples for these foreign gods.
到处大兴土木，浪费民脂民膏。
And so to waste the resources of the people and the burden on the people.
当然这些都是全民买单呢。
And all these are paid for at the expense of the people.
纳税人要付钱呢。
The people have to pay tax.
所以为什么当他儿子一继位，百姓们来请愿说能不能让我们减免这个税负大家轻松休息一下。
No wonder at the time of his son Rehoboam took upon the throne that they asked that the burden be lessened in terms of tax and also their burden, their labor.
所以换句话说，所罗门王他也亏负了他的父亲给他所取的那个名字。
And so we can say in a way that King Solomon also failed upon to live up to the name that his father has given him.
他没有给百姓带来平安。带来祥和。
He did not bring peace to the people.
今天我们是基督徒。
Today we are Christians.
神应许我们，应该带给人和平。所以主耶稣要我们当盐。
God has promised that we also bring peace to others.
盐能够调和众人。
And also can reconcile among others and reconcile them with God.
就像这盐调和百味，调和食物一样。
Just like salt is able to adjust the seasoning of food.
但今天有没有因着我们的加入，比如说加入这个家庭，进到这个公司，进到这个学校等等，带给和平。
And so if we think about it, we bring brought into the family or to our workplaces or to our school environment, do we bring peace into that environment?
还是因着我们的加入到处起纷争动刀兵。
Or because of our involvement that we have brought divisions and conflicts and struggles.
所以我们要当一个名副其实的基督徒。
And so we should live up to our name as that of a Christian.
能够爱神，能够爱人。
To love God, to love man.
这个是我们从所罗门王他的名字，我们所得到的启发。
And so this is what we can learn from that name of Solomon.
那再来，所罗门王最出名的就是他的智慧了。
And so what is King Solomon known best for is his wisdom.
我们来看列王记上的第四章。
To 1 Kings chapter 4.
列王记上的四章二十九节。
1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29.
到三十四节。
To 34.
二十九节，神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。三十节。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。三十一，他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探并马邑的儿子西曼贾各达大的智慧。他的名声传扬在四围的列国。三十二，他作箴言三千句，诗歌一千零五首。三十三，他讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到墙上长的牛膝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫、水族。三十四，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。这里说到这个所罗门王的智慧。
Here it talks about this, the wisdom of King Solomon.
可以说是智慧。超群啊，胜过所有的人。
Here it says that his wisdom exceeds all others.
那圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible also tells us.
他这个智慧的由来是因为他向神祈求啊。
That the origin of his wisdom and understanding is because he asked it from God.
当这个圣殿建造完成这个信给神的时候啊。
When the temple was finished and he offered it and dedicated to God,
没有多久 哦，神向他显现。
Not long after, God appeared to him.
啊、哦、啊，问他要祈求什么
？And to ask Solomon, what does he want?
哦，那啊、他向神祈求啊，要祈求赐给他智慧来判断神的百姓。
And so Solomon asked that he be wise to judge the people of God.
好，我们来看这个列王记上的第三章。
In chapter 3 of 1 Kings.
好，三章，我们看第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
好，七节，主我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王。但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。八节。
Eight.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这名多得不可胜数。九节。
Nine.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非。不然，谁能判断这众多的民呢？十节。
Ten.
所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。十一节。
Eleven.
神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌的性命，当求智慧可以听颂。十二节。
12.
我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。十三节。
13.
你所没有求的，我也赐给你，啊，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王当中没有一个能跟你比的。哦，这个是所罗门王他为什么有如此广大智慧的原因呢？
And this is the reason why King Solomon is full of wisdom and all understanding.
哦，所以他不但拥有神赐给他智慧，神连他没有求的财富尊荣也一并给了他。
And not only that, but what he had not asked for, God also blessed him with riches and honor.
哦，所以所罗门王大有智慧。
And so King Solomon was full of wisdom.
名扬四海，列邦的君王都派人来听他智慧的话。
And so all people from all places and kings from other nations would come and to listen to his wisdom.
哦，那拥有智慧啊，并不一定代表他就会照智慧来行事啊。
But however, knowing, having understanding of all things does not mean that he would be able to do all things.
哦，为什么所罗门王会娶那么多的哦这个嫔妃啊？
Why is it that King Solomon married so many wives?
哦，这个原因到底是什么？
What is the reason behind it?
哦，原因呢，就是他要扩展他的国际扩展他的外交，提升他在国际的地位。
And that reason is that he want to use his marriage with foreign nations as a liaison and to expand his contact and his reach and his empire.
好，在当时最好的方法不像我们现在给钱嘛，金元外交当时不是，当时就是政治联姻。
And that is, unlike today, in which we use perhaps wealth or monetary means to form some contact or establishment, but in that day, in those days, they may use a different method.
哦，本来是敌对的国家，哦，我们不要敌对哈。好了，那这样哈，我娶你的这个女儿哈，或者是我的女儿嫁给你。
So in the old days, maybe conflicting nations, in order to form a treaty of peace, they may give their children as wives to the enemy as a reconciliation.
或者是我为我的儿子娶你的女儿，或者为你的女儿，我的女儿嫁给你的儿子等等。
So my son will take your daughter as the wife, or that your princesses will take my son as their husbands.
好，那就是因为这样子，大家就变成亲家了，就不会打仗，甚至在资源的分享上，在贸易上面呢，都能够得到好处。
And so because of this, then they form like a family relationship in which they will throw aside their conflicts and actually even establish trade and of mutual benefits.
哦，所以就是这样的原因哈，所罗门王娶了一千个老婆。
And so perhaps of this reason that King Solomon married 1,000 or more wives.
那其中都是公主啊。
And all of them are princesses.
在
royalty.
列王记上的十一章啊。
In 2 Kings chapter 11,
的第三节
in verse 3,
三节所罗门有妃七百，都是公主，还有兵三百，这些兵妃诱惑他的心。四节，列王记上的
First Kings chapter 11,
记上的十一章哦。
First Kings chapter 11,
第三节
verse 3。
那第四节说，所罗门王年老的时候，他的兵妃诱惑他的心，去随从别神，不效法他的父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服主他的神。在这里我们说，所罗门王他那么多的老婆，就是为了这个政治联姻，然后能够提升他在国际上的地位。
And so King Solomon married so many wives for political reasons.
所以除了这个，其实这个除了娶这些嫔妃，在娶这些嫔妃之前，他已经先跟当时的这个超级大国，就是埃及已经政治联姻了。
And even before he married so many wives, he also had aligned himself with the with Pharaoh in Egypt.
这个。娶了这个埃及的埃及的公主。
And he had married the princesses of Egypt.
所以所罗门王因着这个原因他大有财富他享有国际的这个强国的地位。
And so, because of this, he became also very wealthy and also was elevated among all nations.
他借着神给他的智慧。
And so, by using the wisdom and understanding God has given him,
本来这个加强国防建设，提升国际地位，这个都是好的。
Initially, all these doings are good things.
能够让百姓过着丰衣足食的生活。
And that the people can also benefit from these good relations with other foreigners.
但这却不能够用牺牲信仰、背叛真神来做代价换取。
But we cannot trade such a benefit in return for giving up our faith or relationship with God.
所以后来这些嫔妃就诱惑他，背叛神，去拜偶像去了。
So later, these wives and princesses tempted the heart of King Solomon to pursue after their foreign gods.
那就为这些嫔妃们他们所拜的这偶像假神要建立神庙。
And so because of his wives, then he established many altars and temples for the wives.
盖在哪边呢？
And where did he build these foreign and God's temple?
在第七节。
Verse 7.
说所罗门为摩押可憎的神基姆和亚门人可憎的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑丘坛。
Then Solomon built the verse 7 built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon.
神的殿在耶路撒冷。
So the temple of God is in Jerusalem.
现在在耶路撒冷对面的山上。盖的偶像庙呢？
It's right opposing the hill of Jerusalem. Basically, you build another foreign god, a high place.
都是在山顶上啊。
They're all at the pinnacle of that hill.
现在假神跟真神呢，要一较高低了。
And so the true God of in heaven versus all these foreign gods, basically competing for the people.
所罗门王有智慧。
And so Solomon was wise,
但是却没有按照智慧行事。
But he did not do or live by his wisdom.
那刚刚说到他的这个所谓的政治联姻，真的有为自己带来真正的好处吗？
And so as we mentioned before, because of these political reasons and marriages, does it really benefit him?
他跟埃及联姻。
He formed allegiance with Egypt.
但是当后来，这个耶罗波安背叛他。
But later on, when he was betrayed by Jeroboam,
还有哈达也背叛他。
And also,
哈达这个在列王记上的十一章。
From First Kings chapter 11.
十一章这个十九节。
Hadad. From Hadad verse 11.
还有这个。十九节跟四十节
Verse 19 and verse 40
是谁收留是谁保护了这两个政治庇护的人的这个逃犯 就是埃及啊。
And who actually provide safe haven to the rebellion was Egypt.
好，埃及不是跟你政治联姻吗？已经亲家，应该要引渡回来审判啊。
I thought that Egypt was aligned with King Solomon. Well, shouldn't he have turned over the traitors or those who are in rebellion against King Solomon?
应该把这个耶罗伯安，应该把这个哈达，引渡回来。
That Egypt should have given up Hadad and both Jeroboam back to King Solomon for punishment.
结果没有啊。
But he did not.
埃及，这个，埃及啊，保护了这两个，所罗门王，他所要捉拿的人。
But Egypt instead protected these two against Solomon.
好，所以我们从所罗门他的智慧的祈求跟他愚蠢的选择来做一个比较。
And so if we compare the foolish choices of King Solomon versus his wisdom that was given to him.
他有神那样的智慧。
He has the wisdom and understanding from God.
但是他却离弃神啊。
But he departed from God.
所以他却做了愚昧的决定。
And so he was then making foolish mistakes.
用人的方法政治联姻。
Using man's means to form allegiances and peace with other nations.
要提升这个国际地位，要带给这个国家繁荣。
In order to elevate himself among all nations.
结果最后有没有达到？
In the end, did he achieve it?
埃及还是跟他敌对啊。
In the end, Egypt was still his enemy.
他有神那样的智慧。
So he had the wisdom and understanding from God.
知道什么是真神，什么是假神。
He knows who is the true God and who are the false gods.
但是最后却去拜假神，还为假神盖了这个是个殿宇啊。
But in the end, he still worshipped after went after the false gods and even built high places for them.
让假神跟真神要平起平坐，要互别高低。
That the true God versus the false gods are seen as in the hearts of people merged together and without a clear distinction.
他的智慧归于虚空。
And so his wisdom became void or became meaningless.
我们再来看第三个。
Let's look at his third point.
刚刚我们有提到所罗门王他任内最出名的就是建造圣殿。
As we mentioned before, one of the greatest accomplishments of King Solomon was building a temple of God.
他建造圣殿的工程举世闻名，并且流芳万世。
And that he expanded much and have given much into building this temple.
从圣经的记载，圣殿无论是外观的宏伟，或者是内部殿内内部的装饰，都非常的精细。
From the description of the Bible, both the inner and also the outward of the temple was all the best of the best.
所以所罗门王为神建造的圣殿。
And so King Solomon built the holy temple for God.
也表现出他这个。对神的这个敬意啊。
And also revealed his truthfulness and for God.
当他献殿的时候，神的荣光充满了殿宇，也代表着神对他所献的殿的悦纳。
When he dedicated the temple of God, the glory of God filled the whole temple, meaning that God accepted his offering.
那我们刚刚也有谈到说，所罗门王不但这个建造圣殿，他也为他自己动了很多的工程。
And not only do we mention about how he built the temple of God, but King Solomon also built and expanded much about his own house and his palace.
到了他晚年的时候，他甚至被引诱去拜偶像，为偶像去建殿去了。
And as we mentioned that in his later end of life, he also was led astray and built many high places for the foreign gods.
换句话说，他拆毁了跟神 的关系。
In other words, that he actually destroyed the relationship he had with God.
因着人而拆毁了跟神的关系。
Because of man, he destroyed his relationship with God.
所以所罗门王他的建设工程成为他失败的陷阱。
And so, construction of King Solomon also led to his destruction.
为了讨好人，讨好这些嫔妃，拆毁了他跟神关系的工程。
In order to please other people, in order to please his wives, and so he himself destroyed his relationship with God.
所以所罗门的建设，是所罗门是建设还是在拆毁呢？
And so is King Solomon really building up or is he tearing down?
他是为神建设呢？
He built for on behalf of God.
他建设的是人的工程还是神的工程？
But is he building a construction made by man's hands or that of God's?
所以这个也在告诉我们。
And this also tells us.
今天教会无论是分设也好，无论是这个建造也好，或者购买也好，整修也好等等。
That for a church today, whether or not we are building, we're looking for a place, or we are branching out, no matter what.
无论这是硬体的建设工程也好。
And whatever that is of the physical building itself.
或者是软体的工程也好。
Or the construction of the software in terms of resources and the members.
就是有关一些制度的调整啊，改善等等。
Whether it be some organization adjustments or structural adjustments.
教会存在的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the existence of a church?
就跟当时这个圣殿建造的目的一样。
And this should be the same as the time when the church was built.
是人跟神相会的地方。
It is a place in which man come together to worship God.
就是人跟神交通的地方。
This is a place in which man commune with God.
是人从神那边得着恩典赦免的地方。
It is a place in which man receive the blessings and the mercy of God.
是人对神敬拜的地方。
It is a place in which man worships after God.
如果教会失去了这些功能。
And so if a church loses its focus on these functions,
没有办法让人拜到真神,
and not able to enable the members to worship, come together to worship the true God,
没有办法让人跟神相会,
unable to let man come and meet God,
无法让人从神那边得着救恩, 得着恩典,
unable to let man come and to receive the salvation from God,
就算这个教会再怎么样的富丽堂皇，再怎么样的高大雄伟漂亮。
And so no matter what, however the church may be, how extravagant or glorious or how grand and or large it may be,
没有用的啦。
It means nothing.
它不是神的教会。
Because it is not the church of God.
那或许就变成所罗门王为那些嫔妃所盖的这些偶像庙去。
Then it becomes like the high places that King Solomon had built for his wives.
充满了人的声音，对人的崇拜。
It is filled with the voices of men, the worships of only man.
标榜人。
And to only exalt other people.
所以我们要建设的是神的教会。
And so what we are building is the house of God.
不是在盖人的殿宇啊。
We are not building the houses or temple of man.
这个也是所罗门王他的建殿跟他后来他拆毁他跟神的关系带给我们的省思。
And so this is also of a warning for us how he built up and also how he tore down and ruined his relationship with God.
那最后一个谈到所罗门王的富足啊。
And this last one, the last point is about the riches of King Solomon.
所罗门王当完的时候，以色列空前绝后的荣华。
After King Solomon was an established king, the people also enjoyed in his great riches.
圣经上记载，这所罗门王他每年收入的黄金大概有23,000公斤的黄金就是2.3吨。
And the Bible describes how the precious metal that he had received from yearly offering was about 2.3 tons.
那这个还不包含从商人、从亚拉伯诸王国中省长所进贡的这些金子啊。
And some of this does not even include some of the offering from other Arab nations.
所罗门王跟当时的西兰王合作造船 啊，这个哈、哦、经营啊，哦也很成功的哦，从俄斐哦，就是今天阿拉伯半岛的西南部啊，哦带了很多黄金回来。
And King Solomon also aligned himself with some Arab kings into bringing building ships and also bringing much treasures.
哦，换算成现在的单位啊，哦有14,000公斤的黄金哦，哦1.4吨哦。
And about amounts to about 1.4 tons.
啊，所以我们可以想象，啊，所罗门王他的富足啊。
And so we can see the great wealth of King Solomon.
哦，圣经上记载说啊，所罗门当王的时候，因为金子很多啊，多到说银子算不得什么，不值钱呢。
The Bible describes that in the reign of King Solomon, the gold was so much so that silver amounts really to nothing.
哦，那由于啊，哦这个。啊，经济强国哦，那也从各国啊进口各样的哦，这个啊装备哈、哦，无论是车啦、马啦哦，从各国买进来呀。
And because it was one of the wealthiest nation at the time, so other nation would also contribute their best things to trade, such as chariots and horses.
哦，财富本身哦，并不是不好。
The riches itself, does not mean a bad thing.
哦，圣经里头哦啊，也用这个啊财富哈的增加啊，也是神祝福人的一个方法。
The Bible also describes that the increases in wealth is also a manifestation of the blessings of God.
哦，问题是所罗门王的强盛，所罗门王的富足，哦，是用违背神的律法所换来的哦，所得着的。
The problem with King Solomon is that the riches that he had obtained was a sacrifice from the obeying the words of God.
哦，《生命记》的17章 ，Deuteronomy。
Deuteronomy，
《生命记》17章
，Deuteronomy chapter 17。
哦，17章的16节、17节
，verse 16 and 17。
十六节，只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹，因主曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。17节
，17，
他也不可为自己多立嫔妃，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银。我们看，在这个以色列人还没有进到迦南地之前，神就知道他们将来会立王。
Before the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, God already knew that the Israelites would establish himself a king.
哦，所以就借着摩西啊，哦，预先颁布了对将来立王哦的一些规定。
And so God, through Moses, tell the people some of the regulations regarding when they establish a king.
哦，那还有哈、哦、啊，要把这一些哈、哦。规定啊，把它誊录一份啊，这个平生要学习诵读啊。
And then to constantly remind the people of these regulations.
哦，不是，不是 remind people， 是他自己。我们看哦，《生命记》的17章哦，19节。
Verse 19 of chapter 17。
啊，18节开始看哦。
Start from verse 18。
18节，他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本。19节
，19，
存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习。啊，这个敬畏主他的神，谨守啊，遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。啊，哎，所以所罗门王他晓得啊。神的规定，神对君王的要求。
And so King Solomon from here know very clearly the regulations and the statutes and the laws of God.
但是所罗门王也都违背了。
But he has also gone against it.
为了这些财富的增加跟累积。
And to increase all his wealth and his riches.
他违背了神。
And so he disobeyed God.
他用人的智慧，政治联姻。
And to use his wisdom.And to increase,
哦，让国家强盛
，and to establish the kingdom,
哦，让金银增添
，increase all his wealth and gold and silver,
哦，但是也因为这个原因， 他被引诱离开神。
But because of this reason that he was tempted to depart from God.
他为这些嫔妃大兴土木盖了偶像庙。
That for his wives he built these many foreign temples in high places.
让百姓们负担不起。
And also cast an unnecessary burden to the people.
所以也许他在今生是富足。
And so even though he was rich in his present life,
但是永生他却是虚空的。
But in his eternal life, it was filled with void.
如同所罗门王后来写的传道书所说。
And so in the end, when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes,
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
He said, vanities of vanities, all is vanity.
如果没有神，
if not for God,
真的就是这样。
It's true that this is our life.
所罗门王的一生虚空。
That in his life he was filled with vanity.
名字叫做神所爱的，却不爱神。
That though his name was called loved by God, but he does not love God.
名字叫和平，却带来纷争。
His name was to bring peace, but actually it brought upon struggles to the people.
求智慧却做傻事。
And to receive, ask for wisdom, but to do foolish choices.
建设人的工程，却拆毁了神的工程。
And to establish the constructions of man, and instead destroy that which is of God's.
今生的富足，却是永生的贫穷。
But that present riches bring upon his eternal poverty.
所以所罗门王的见解也知道我们在这个世界最富裕最强盛的美国的弟兄姐妹来警醒。
And so all this serves as a reminder, a lesson for us who lives in this great country.
我们就一起分享勉励到这里。
And so we have this mutual encouragement.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads in silent prayer.